Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that this is a season and this is a time of new opportunities. This is a time where you're going to be gathering possibly social events. For this is a time where you're going to begin to pursue your goals. And yet this is a time where the Lord says he's going to bring some new opportunities in the area of career. You'll also begin to see that some good things are coming your way. For the Lord says unto thee, I raise thee up and I bring increase around thee. For the Lord also says unto thee that even around the 23rd of this month, he says, protect your work. Protect your health during that season as well. The Spirit further says unto thee, it seems as if that something of a deep rooted nature concerning someone close to you is coming to surface. And yet the Lord says, begin to pray for them and begin to encourage them and be there for them. I see celebration with a group or groups of people. For your leadership in this season shall begin to emerge and rise, yea, even in this hour. And the Lord says, begin to allow the creative child in you to begin to come forth, yea, even in this season, because you will surely, surely begin to prosper. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
I bless you, Elder Bernadette Logan. I just feel God saying that you are being a master in writing. I see a lot of publications and writing pamphlets before you, and I see God using you in the area of writing in this season. And I see God beginning to bless and touch the church home, the church family. I see an elder that's going to be coming forth. I don't know if you have an elder yet with the church, but I see an elder, another assistant coming forth in the ministry. God says, begin to the responsibilities and begin to trust him. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Bernadette Logan. I just heard the word of the Lord for you, saying for you to trust in him and not to worry. God says you've been carrying a lot of weight around, that your shoulders are achy, and that your body's feeling a little worn. But God says that help is on the way to relieve you from a lot of the day-to-day responsibilities and obligations that you carry. God says that he's placed you around a lot of youth. There's going to be a lot of youth coming. And those youth are there to serve you. God says for you to continue with the proposal, something about a proposal that you either been working on or thinking of. God says to go forward, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Logan. I so agree with the prophetess who has spoken. For I hear Father God saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Father God says this is the season where he's girding you up for the next level. I hear Father God saying elevation. I hear Father God saying harvest and reward. For Father God says growth demands change. And Father God says you are in the season of change, opportunity, and blessing. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you be blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Reverend Logan, thank you, woman of God, once again for the seed of 150. For this is a season where the Lord says stay focused. Seems like you're going to have to really use wisdom in this season and keep your mind stayed on the Lord and watch whom you get connected to, because there could be some kind of difficulty that could be trying to show up, something in dealing with a man or someone of that nature, and it could be possibly surrounding a lawsuit. So use wisdom in whom you get connected to. And yet God says stay in his presence and guard your emotions, master your emotions in this season. And God says seek him, make decisions out of the spirit and not from an emotional state, because this recklessness of that kind of nature could bring troubles, perhaps in work, things that you're doing in your personal life, but also in regards to your health. So use wisdom, because the enemy wants to bring dissension. The enemy wants to try to bring heartache and troubles your way. And yet God says, watch whom you get connected to, and begin to settle certain things, and begin to walk away if need be, for legal matters are not favorable in this season. And just move on and move forward, and then you'll find great success. God bless you, Reverend Logan. Peace.